You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
All right. Hey, hey, hey. How's it going, everybody? This is William Hofsink tuning in for CJSF Open Mic number 4. Anyway, what you just heard was Les Aventures de Tintin by Taiko Onuki, who, if you're familiar at all with City Pop, should be a pretty big name. She was definitely at the forefront of that lovely, relatively recently, popular style among Westerners. And honestly, the more I think about it, the more I listen to that music fall down that rabbit hole, the more I kind of consider maybe that could be a show that I run. Who knows? Like, I'm not nearly as expert in it as some other genres, so maybe that I could leave that as an experiment. But I don't know. Like, I personally think her Europe-era albums have some of her best material. Like, as soon as she started working with Ryuichi Sakamoto, rest in peace, absolute legend, I think sparks were flying. And, like, there's new wave elements, there's exotica, there's, hell, there's even a song that references a beloved Belgian comic book. And, yeah, that's what you heard. Anyway, next up, we got some new material from, let's see if I get that album title finally, 13-inch Frank Beltrame Italian Stiletto with Bison Horn Grips, jeez, the new Shushu record that was released today. And I played a track a little while ago from that album. It was one of the singles released. But honestly, I'm got to say, wowed again. Like, these guys, they really can't put out anything that's under an 8, at least in my books. Like, I think they're scarily consistent with their output, and also scarily harrowing with their output. So here's TDFTW from Shushu.
That name is yours, and for me that name is
Okay, next up, we got a track from Susumu Hirasawa. And I mean, if you're a big fan of anime, if you're a big fan of manga, that name is probably very familiar. He's composed a lot of like really landmark soundtracks in that medium. And he actually has some pretty great music on his own merit, like Technique of Release, Kyusai no Giho. See, 4 years of Japanese and they haven't been rusted at all. Kyusai no Giho, it's a landmark art pop album from the late mid to late 90s. It's got some really cool like cuts that blend neoclassical, new age, even industrial a little bit. I still think like the pinnacle of his sound and the pinnacle of like his style is this track, Town Zero, Phase 5. It's very operatic almost. It hooked me in at least. Okay, so for a little bit of added context before I throw you in the deep end with the next track, I was kind of hoping to play some stuff by Naked City, particularly their off of their Torture Garden LP, which I think is just some of the most raucously ingenious grindcore inflected jazz music I've ever heard, which sounds like a sentence that should not be put together, but like John Zorn the Madman is able to pull it off. And the only problem is the songs are all like 1 minute each. It's just a very, there's this burst of madness and then it drops you back into reality only to like shoot at you once more. So I decided, why don't I play it from their slightly, play a song from their slightly more subdued cousins in, and I believe they actually have like a production history together, of Mr. Bungle, Mike Patton. I've already gushed about his like talents and just how incredible of a musician he is. So off their final, well, I think semi-final. I think they have a new one out, but it's like a re-recorded demo, so it's kind of in a limbo here. But this is their like final true LP, California, and then the track that ends it off. It's a trip. It's Goodbye Sober Day by Mr. Bungle.
Yeah.